Hi, this is Kathy Jones, and I'm recording the Jaguar podcast. And today I have a guest here with me, Mr. Mike Hollingsworth, and he is going to introduce himself to you.
Hi, my name is Mike Hollingsworth. I'm a new criminal justice instructor at a Baldwin County campus. I graduated from the University of Alabama with degrees in social work and criminal justice, and then got a master's in criminal justice, and then moved on to work at Nebraska for a year. Then I'm currently a PhD candidate at Old Dominion University, where I'm finishing up my PhD.
That's great. Mike, I appreciate you joining me today. I guess really what I want to do is get you to tell me a little bit about what you enjoy about teaching criminal justice and why you got involved with criminal justice and criminology.
Well, I got involved in criminal justice and criminology because it's a pretty broad field. It's relatively new. It used to be a subfield of sociology, but now it's branched out into its own discipline. But it is expanding at a rapid rate. It encompasses a lot of different topics, such as low-intensity conflict, terrorism, and war, which it's expanding into currently, which is my research area, and therefore, it was a very good choice for me to go into.
Cool. That's great. Well, and tell us, what do you think that you particularly bring to this program here at Baldwin County for the students?
Well, I've taught at several different types of schools, traditional and non-traditional, dealt with many different types of students. I also have a pretty broad background in not just criminology, but sociology and the social sciences, such as social work for students who might not be interested in just law enforcement or something specifically in the criminal justice system. I've taken courses in education, political science, even some business courses for statistics. So I have a pretty broad background and can help students to be successful and accomplish their goals as far as what they want to do, either graduate study or employment, either in the criminal justice system or something related to it, like social services.
Okay, great. Well, I remember speaking with you and you telling me about some of the social work you did. I think it was 2005 to 2010. Wasn't that in Pritchard and Mobile? That's kind of an interesting thing. Can you talk just briefly about that and say what you did?
We did a lot of research in the housing projects. It was actually it was a lot of social workers. It was a public health project.
Okay.
It was part of a 14-year study we did in Pritchard and Mobile in the very low-income areas, trying to ascertain what the problems were, rates of crime. They went as far as to collect genetic information for gene-environment interactions. It was a pretty big research project, and I worked on that for 6 years. That's currently the data I'm using for my dissertation.
Cool. That's very cool. I noticed that was a real interesting thing when I was reading about you.
there's never a dull day in the project.
I'm sure I can imagine. Okay. What, going along those lines, you're talking about that being part of your research, what trends do you see right now that are happening in criminology and criminal justice that you think are interesting for students?
Well, criminology is a pretty rapidly expanding field. It's starting to encompass things like terrorism and war. I didn't see that maybe 5 years ago. There's a lot of developments in the field. Of course, policing is currently in the news quite a bit. The research is getting better and better, and it's a strong discipline. And that's just some of the trends I see. We also see a lot of trends now in as far as sociological concerns about incarceration. We're also dealing with that. States are incarcerating so many people, they're running out of money. So we're going to see some changes in that field also. So, research is very important as to what we can do to rehabilitate people, because that's something they're going back to, because they just can't afford to lock so many people up anymore.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've heard people speak about that even here in Baldwin County. Tell me this. I had just thought about a question right as you were saying that. And why do you think that it's important to obtain a degree in higher ed in order to go into the criminal justice field?
Well, that's another trend in criminal justice. I guess a couple decades ago or even 10 years ago, a degree wasn't necessarily required to be successful in like policing or something like that. And that's all changed. So having a degree is very important. Now, most police departments don't necessarily require a degree, but more and more of them are requiring at least college credits. But to actually advance in a police force or obtain a job as a probation officer at all, that requires a degree. many of my students and others in law enforcement have told me that to get promoted to a rank such as sergeant or to become a detective or something like that, most of the applicants now have at least a bachelor's degree, if not more.
Okay, that's great.
And federal law enforcement, of course, requires
a degree.
Sure.
Do you think that the criminal justice field right now, I mean, what's the job outlook like for students who are getting the degree? I mean, what are the types of jobs that you see the students going into?
Well, some do go into traditional law enforcement as police. A lot of them go into probation. It's another very popular field. Others go into social services. You know, there's a lot of jobs that are opened up to people just by having a social science degree.
Right.
So it's not just constrained to the criminal justice field. There's a lot of other opportunities for students who don't necessarily want to be directly involved in corrections or policing or the courts or anything like that. So,
okay.
You know, it's a pretty flexible degree, and it is applied, and a lot of people like that.
Right.
So, you know, it's more applied than a lot of the other social science degrees.
Okay. Well, and another thing that I was thinking about is, you know, when you're looking for a school or a program to enroll in, how important is it for a student to kind of research that program? What are some things that they should look for?
Well, you know, it's very important that they research the program and hopefully take the time to actually, you know, go to the college and speak to some of the instructors and professors. The important things to look for in a program are, first of all, that it's accredited. And
right.
They have to have regional accreditation. So, like down here, it's a Southern Association of Colleges and Schools.
Right.
That would be our accrediting body. If it's not accredited by that, it's best not to go to the program. It's also important that the students, you know that they're getting a traditional education. That, you know, the research shows that that leads to better outcomes. The students learn more and they're more successful in the job field. So traditional programs, there's been a push to expand non-traditional opportunities, but really the traditional programs are still the best way to go. You see better outcomes with that.
Right.
And by traditional, I mean, you know, on campus and mostly in-person classes. Some online classes are fine, but there's some things that just are better taught in a traditional field.
Right, that makes sense. And I've had a lot of students say to me, you know, through the years that they don't understand why they have to have English or why they have to have, you know, the sciences and things. And that is so important to make them into a well-rounded candidate, I would imagine.
Right. A lot of people don't understand why they take the general education requirements. But when somebody graduates from college, well, society in general has certain expectations of them. That's what the general education requirements are for. Historically, colleges have pushed to graduate well-rounded individuals who are intelligent and can do a lot of different things. And that's what people expect of somebody with a college degree. And that's why, you know, your core courses are very important. Subject material, of course, is also very important, whatever you're majoring in.
Right.
So they're all important.
Right. Great. Thank you. Okay, and so then that leads us into what courses are going to be taught here at Baldwin County in the fall or in the next, you know, few semesters?
Well, in the fall, Intro to Criminal Justice is being taught online, but the in-person classes are Research Methods, Judicial Process, and Modern Police Functions.
Okay.
Now, over a two-year period, all of the upper-level courses and required electives are going to be offered at the Baldwin County campus.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, somebody would be able to complete their subject classes here.
Right.
So, you know, all of them.
And
in
so, what if they come by here and they need to speak with somebody because they don't know what they need to take? Who do they see?
Well, I can definitely advise the students as far as not only their criminal justice courses, but general education requirements that are taught, often taught on the main campus, which, you know, isn't too far away. It's not really that bad a drive.
Right.
So, but that's where they would take general courses. And, you know, we do offer psychology courses, some education courses, and some other things, communications courses here, too.
Right.
So they can fulfill some of their general education requirements here also. But mainly all the subject classes will be taught here over a two-year span, so they'll be able to graduate on time.
Perfect. Yeah, we have a lot of transfer students at this campus, so a lot of them already have their gen eds, so then they could just get in touch with you and you could help them through the rest of the, you know, program, say, you know, here. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, well, I really appreciate your time here. One other thing I want to mention is if you're thinking about signing up for these courses, please visit our website. You can go to the University of South Alabama website, and if you'll go to the Continuing Ed Department and then click on Baldwin County, you can look on there and you can see a full listing of our courses, and as well you can find information for Mike Collingsworth if you want to get in touch with him about the criminal justice program. And I really appreciate your time today.
All right, thank you.